AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. has striked another boat it says was carrying illegal drugs. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announcing on his social media the strike took place in the eastern Pacific Ocean. The other seven strikes were all in the Caribbean, marking an expansion of the Trump administration's campaign against drug trafficking in South America. Hegseth posting a video of what looks like a speedboat with three outboard motors carrying several black-clad packages. Then the strike occurs, smoke and flames, debris.
We have the greatest weapons in the world, and you see a little bit of it there. One shot, everyone dead center.
Hegseth says two people aboard were killed, bringing the death toll from all the strikes to at least 34. President Trump justifying the strikes by asserting the U.S. is engaging in an armed conflict with drug cartels.
Every time you see that happen, you're saving 25,000 American lives.
I'm Julie Walker.
The Trump administration announced new sanctions against Russia's oil industry. The government is trying to push Russian President Vladimir Putin to negotiate an end to the war in Ukraine. North Carolina's legislature gave final approval to redrawn congressional districts. They're designed to help Republicans win more U.S. House seats, something President Trump has called for. Map critics have argued that this latest GOP map should be sued over as an illegal racial gerrymander in a district that has included several majority black counties. In debate, North Carolina House Majority Leader Brendan Jones says the redrawn districts were based on political parties and not race.
The motivation behind this new redistricting plan is straightforward. The new congressional map improves Republican political strength in eastern North Carolina and will bring an additional Republican seat to North Carolina's congressional delegation.
This is AP News. The U.S. government's gross national debt has surpassed $38 trillion, according to the latest Treasury Department report. And AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the Trump administration has struck a deal with another university.
The Justice Department's announced an agreement with the University of Virginia to pause civil rights investigations, UVA agreeing to abide by department guidance for not engaging in unlawful racial discrimination and to provide relevant information and data to the department on a quarterly basis through 2028. The school became a target of the Trump administration in April when the Justice Department began reviewing its admissions and financial aid processes, and officials accused its then-president of failing to end diversity, equity, and inclusion practices. Unlike Trump administration deals with some other universities, the Virginia agreement does not involve a fine. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.